All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. We're not live, it's just me, and there's some things I gotta talk about. First of all, let's get to the nitty-gritty here. There's a lot of things I kinda wanted to say on the show that I didn't. Maybe it would help to have this as a later video. Probably not gonna put it up tomorrow like I wanted, because you'll kinda need the context from the Monday show, which will be posted on Friday. So this will go up on Saturday along with the original video. Or I could just switch them up. I think I might just switch them up and put the Tuesday as the open mic, and then this one will go on afterwards. But basically, guys, yeah, this is what is going on. So the Empress situation is starting to get a little crazy. I really want to know what you guys think. You are my viewers, so you're the one that's actually, or the ones rather, you're the ones that are actually listening to this shit. I haven't had that much sleep, so you have to forgive me if my words are kind of slurry and all that, but anyway, guys, yeah, I'm trying to figure out if I need to continue this or go back to the Grim Rant show with DP and the guests that we normally have on, the other guys. If you want something more like that, that's just the guys talking about, you know, things like on the Manosphere normally, or a lot of the other channels, I guess you could say, you know, let me know. But if you like Empress on, you know, let me know that too. She was my chance of getting a female voice, and she does have an interesting background, being that she was a trad mom, granola mom, and all kinds of stuff like that. She was against a lot of the modern stuff, you know, as far as the radical feminism and all that. I mean, we do see that. However, as you see, she kind of went nuts about trans people and Two-Spirit and all that, which I looked up. But again, yeah, it's getting a little ridiculous. And, you know, Drex has been going back and forth with her, and it's just a lot of shit. A lot of guys are saying she is where brain cells go to die. I'm just getting a lot of flack. By the way, Hoshioni and Invader both admitted that they weren't in the show last night. Not because of her. Well, excuse me. Not because, sorry. Not because of what Nick was doing with Drex and Better Bachelor, but because they didn't want to deal with her bullshit. They didn't want to deal with it. And that's where we're getting. We're getting to that point to where the guys are like, you know what? I like doing the show, but I just can't compete with this. And she goes off into that weird New Agey territory, and me and her debated over whether racial preferences, racism, and why doesn't Drex date black women, and then she says Drex isn't a real man, and all this fucking bullshit, and you know, J-Love was on there, and J-Love said, you know, it's like, why do you need, why do women need men to fix their shit? She's saying something like that. Why, you know, why did, I don't know. And he said to her, he basically said, you know, he said, I've known you for 17 years. Tell her that insults and shaming language do not work on me. And that's pretty much what was said. I mean, she was trying to shame him. You know, anytime a woman talks about a real man, that means that you have to kowtow to her demands of what a real man is to her, which doesn't fucking exist, because when they are with that real man, that real man doesn't treat them the way they want to be treated, and I don't know. It's fucking ridiculous, man. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous. It makes me glad that I've gotten more interested in these damn Uncanny Valley games and shit, because at least you can turn the women off. But aside from that toxicity, I gotta talk about something else. So we did the article about the FBI, and let me be honest, the FBI, like, they really need to fucking just go somewhere with all this shit. Yeah, I understand there's incel guys out there eating people and just fucking doing horrible shit. And they're going to have everybody in a watch list, including me. Oh, that Grim guy, he might go do something. No, man. Like, I just want to be left alone and play my fucking game. So if there's any Fibby, like FBI, spell it. If there's any Fibby agents watching right now, I just want to fucking play my games. That's literally it. And that's not code for shit. That's literally what you're seeing here. I like to play games, okay? I've been playing games since I was like 5-7 years old. It's not a big deal. I was never like, oh my god, if I don't have a woman, I'll just melt. And it's like, nah. See, the thing with me, and when it came to love, is that I always had this, like, this dream I made up in my head about what that's supposed to look like. And when you get older, you realize that's a bunch of bullshit. And you're not so interested in it so much because, you know, obviously there's the fantasies with games and stuff like that. But real, you know, relationships are a pain in the fucking ass, especially when you get older. You know, when I was listening to Nick today, Nick today, in the show they did last night, you know, I had to, because I was doing my show, I had to listen to theirs today. Anyway, basically, Nick was giving advice to all these guys, you know, don't talk about anime and rallies and January 6th and stuff to girls. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't think he's giving me advice. Like, I think being up there at 38 years old, getting to 40, you don't date the same. He's like, oh, you ask a girl about her shoes. A girl, not a woman. Like, I mean, a lot of women, like, I mean, if we're talking about girls here, I mean, she's gonna start, if you're older, she's gonna start seeing you more as a father figure, which just fucking happens. So if you're gonna date a younger woman, a younger girl, rather, yeah, that's what's gonna be it. It's gonna be, oh, hey, daddy, and all that. But if you're dating a person your own age, like, you're not going to be, oh, you got nice shoes, or something like that. No, because you're both older, and you're tired, and you've dealt with a bunch of bullshit, and all the crazy days are past you. So, basically, you're not going to be doing the old school dating. Which, again, I agree. Guys shouldn't be talking about anime and geeky stuff. Unless the chick is clearly into it. And that's a good way to get into her. I guess you could say. I don't even know how this works. Because a lot of the geeky girls now think they're fucking femcels. Well, I can't find this Chad. Oh, there I am. I'm on the list. I just said it. I can't find this Chad because, I don't know. I wear glasses and I like Hello Kitty and I like, I don't know, Demon Slayer or something. Yeah, well, there's like a lot of guys that like Demon Slayer. They're just probably not the guy you want. You know, it's crazy, man. Like, when I was young, I'd find a woman that was into the hobbies I had, and I'd talk to her about them. And it existed. You know, back when anime was niche, you could actually talk about that stuff with women that were into it. You didn't talk to the head cheerleader or anything about it, but you talk to those girls who are like, oh yeah, you know, I'm into that, or I like drawing that. Because I had a friend of mine, she was very, very good at drawing anything. She liked drawing anime and stuff like that, and we'd talk about that kind of thing. And I mean, even later into my life, I've met a woman that was more into anime and Japanese shit than I'd ever thought about, and that's because she's half Japanese. And yeah, that was too much. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't want that. She's really interested in me though, but I wasn't gonna deal with that. Wasn't gonna deal with it. Because I know I saw that she had some crazy, and I don't know how I was gonna deal with that. It was like, oh, you know, maybe it was her accent. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, that's over with. But what I'm saying here is basically, I think I'm at the point where I'm just not into the, I'm not into the old, the regular dating where you're just like, hey, let's get a coffee or something. Because I'm like 38 now, like 40, almost, you know, I'm getting close to 40. I'm not in my young 20s, you know, I'm not all hip with this technology. I use some of it, but I don't know all of it, and I don't want to know all of it. We're actually a point in technology where I don't care to know, you know, a lot of the stuff that the kids are on, and it just doesn't interest me that much. A lot of the guys are, a lot of the guys will tell me, you know, either get on Call of Duty or to go play this. There's this one guy, he's an incel guy, and he'll basically tell me, he'll say, hey, go check out so-and-so talking about video games, and he's got really funny commentary. It's like, this is what you do now? You watch guys play video games? Grim, you're a guy playing video games. Yeah, but... I mean, the point there is, those guys, when they do it, they're just, like, trying to provide banter. Like, they're trying to, you know, put on a show. Whereas me, I'm just kind of talking. I'm ranting. I'm saying a bunch of different things. I'm not out here to make people laugh. I mean, if I'm doing a show and there's a joke in it and something we're doing, I'll say that. I mean, it is somewhat a show. But at the same time, there's a point to where it's like, hey guys, look at how funny this is. Ah, ha. No, that's not me. And it's a lot of older guys doing that. And it's a grift. It's a grift. Don't even fucking kid yourself. It's a grift. A lot of this shit's a grift. Most internet shit's a grift. But that's their grift. I'm going to let them do it. It's like, oh yeah, ha ha, he's so funny. Like even Angry Video Game Nerd was a grift, but he's a fucking funny grift. You know he's still doing that shit? James Rolfe still has 3.7 million subs. DP was looking at his video he did for Kid Icarus last month. And he does, like, movie reviews now. I like the guy, actually. I don't have any problem with him. I heard there's, like, maybe some cuck incident in the past. But even that's been kind of, like, thrown out the window. Like, a lot of people aren't really that upset about it. But, yeah, I used to watch Angry Video Game Nerd all the time. There's so many videos that I remember from him. Just... ragging on games, and rightfully so. Like, a lot of the complaints he had about games were true. Like, we played these games back in the day. And of course he'll talk about the new movies, why they suck, from a point of view of a guy that actually has seen a lot of the classics and loves the classics, and you know, that sort of thing. So, I got a lot of respect for that. To somebody to come out and say, this is what the classic age of movie making in. You know, monsters. He actually did an interview with Lloyd Kaufman. Now, I'm not here to just, you know, shill AVGN, because you know who he is. He even has a game. But I got nothing against the guy, and I think he still makes good content. I still think it's fun. It's funny. It's got my kind of humor, I guess. I guess I don't think I would get this new humor. Of course... this young man, he keeps telling me, well, you know, this guy you need to check out, and this guy, and this guy. And I'm like, you know, I'm glad these guys are making money, doing something that they love, and they're getting these young people hyped for games. And, you know, because I'd rather young men, and a Fibby, the Fibby who are listening, we'll just call him the Fibby. The Fibby who are listening would probably rather these guys interested in games and having fun than going in there with those horrible thoughts. Come on now. If you're even a legitimate, like, if you're an agent that legitimately gives a shit about national security, would you rather guys be in an area where they're like, oh, things suck and are horrible and I don't like things and it makes me a bad person? Or would you rather guys like, oh, that's so funny, and they're basically, you know, having fun, having a good time. Even if you think it's corny and stupid, and you don't get the humor because you're kind of an older guy like me, at least it gets their mind off of things. And some people should say, oh, well, they need to. No, they don't need to do the thing. That's the fucking problem. There's so many of these goddamn, and a lot of them are fucking radical trad cons. I hate to use that fucking term. But it's like, oh, they need to burn shit down, so then things will be fixed. No, they won't be fixed, you dumbass. I'd rather young men be satiated, have fun, enjoy their lives, instead of worrying about all this bullshit. And I've said that on so many videos. Stop worrying about all this damn bullshit. There's so much of it. Oh, girl sucks. Okay, so fine. Girls suck these days. They, you know, there's a lot of guys throughout history that have said girls suck. It doesn't mean to, you know, go emo or what, past emo, where you get violent and there's trap beats or whatever. That's like, we went from emo to fucking depressed trap rap. I don't know. It's ridiculous. I don't like Dashboard Confessional, but I think I'd rather hear Dashboard Confessional than this bullcrap they've got now. You know, Tom McDonald was saying in a rap, I hate hip-hop. He was saying, it's like, I'm not one of these depressed rappers, you know, I don't want to cut myself or anything like that. And you literally have rappers that are the equivalent of fucking emo now. It's like, what? You're going to sing about being goddamn depressed? Now, when ICP did that shit, it was okay because it was like one song and it was like, okay, I get it. That's cool. I understand. People have thoughts that they go through. They have moods that they go through where you're like, man, shit sucks. It feels really bad. Okay. But that wasn't their whole fucking thing. Like, they did everything. And I'm not even talking about just ICP, you know, Twisted. A lot of these groups, have done this kind of shit. It's fine. Like, everybody goes through those moments, okay? But when you make your whole fucking act on that, it's just ridiculous. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be the suicidal rapper. Really? Like, really, bro? That's your thing? And you know the guy's not a fucking actual suicidal rapper. He'd be dead already. Like, honestly, it's a fucking grift. Like, I'm gonna be honest. That's like the fucking, the devil-worshipping bands. Oh, Satan. Dude, no. You try to get them on some real shit, they were like, uh-uh. No, I'm not doing that fucking crazy shit. No way. It's just an act, man. It's not a big deal. Like, yeah, it's all fucking smoke and mirrors, man. At the end of the day, it's just, people don't get it. They fall for a lot of shit, especially when you're young and you haven't developed all your cognition. So, you're just like, it's cool. I mean, I was that way. I looked up to a lot of fucking rock stars and shit, and I realized they're not much different than me, you know. Their lives, they go through all the same kind of bullshit. But I was young and I didn't really understand a lot of the lyrics, but there's a song called, from Dope, called Slippin' Away, and I love that song because it fucking resonates with me all these years later. It's like, my life is slipping away. It's not the way I thought it'd be. And it's true. It's like, somebody help me. I'm in this mess and I'm slipping away. It's true. I mean, that's exactly what it's like, man. It's like, you realize that life is fucking passing by. And he wrote that shit in his 30s. Now he's like, I don't know, maybe 50? I don't know how old Edsel Dope is. But he also, you know, does the Static X thing. He's not going to be around forever. And I like that he did, since they did that Return of the Machine tour. Edsel just basically goes out there and says, you know, how many of you guys, you know, actually like what I'm doing? And they're like, yeah. He's like, good. It's good to see that 20 years of my life hadn't been complete waste of time. That's kind of what you think, man, because, like, you have to be careful what you're doing with your life. Like, that's why you gotta enjoy what you're doing. You gotta find a hobby. I know I've been everywhere today, but you gotta find a hobby or something to enjoy that you can look back on and be like, you know what? I fucking enjoyed that. I had fun. Or it's like, yeah, you remember that? That was fun. That was cool. Remember when we did that? Remember when I, like, some guys even like gaming. Like, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys that are like, oh yeah, that game was great, or you have fond gaming memories, fond movie memories, you know, fond memories of hiking, or, you know, fishing, or going out to places and doing things, seeing the world, traveling, backpacking around the world, you know, stuff like that, amazing stuff, like Better Bachelor did. That's great stuff. I mean, you'd hardly believe he was the kind of man he said he was, but he's been working on a lot of things, and obviously, he's not the same shape that he used to be in, and And but at the same time, he's a guy that's not going to regret those memories that he had made. You want to have a life that you don't look back on and regret. Well, I didn't. Well, I didn't. Well, I didn't. You know, you say, well, you know, I did that. That was fun. This was good. And I'm going to try to continue to do things that I enjoy in the little time that I have. Because, you know, aside from work and other things, we don't have a lot of time to ourselves, especially as we get older. And, you know, if you can't retire, like some people can't retire, they'll be working a lot of their life, probably more of their life than ever. Yeah, you'll have even less time. So that's why you need to save money and all that stuff. But that's another, that's a conversation that other people have probably given you. You don't need that advice. Which is going to lead me to another thing. Psych hacks. I like psych hacks. But psych hacks is now saying the same thing that everybody said since the fucking manosphere began. I'm like, dude, are you really going to just say what everybody else... He put up a thing on his channel. You know, they do the YouTube shorts. And I like the YouTube shorts. They're bite-sized bits of information, which can be useful for guys that need them. But he basically did one called The Monopoly on Sex, and then he did a small one where he's talking about, hey guys, do you know that women are worse than they used to be, and blah blah blah. I mean, he is a psychologist and all that, but he's saying nothing that TFM, Sandman, Better Bachelor, Hammerhand, myself, Drex, Undead Chronic, the whole war band. Let's see, who else? Think Before You Sleep. Do you want me to just name fucking names at this point? Fresh and Fit? A lot of them. Ammer? He said that stuff too. It's true. Yes. Women are worse than they used to be. A lot worse than they used to be. And men don't have good options. Yes, I get it. We know. They know. Young men should know now. They don't need you to constantly say the thing that they know. It's just a bunch of people saying yes in the same room. It's like preaching to the choir. You know, we know. We got it. Understand, guy. You're just going over the same shit. But what about the young men who need to know? They know. My God, there's hundreds of thousands of videos for them to look at to tell them the information. And that's one issue I have with the psychologist, not psych hacks, but the other one I talked about on Saturday, who basically said, all this toxic manosphere stuff and MGTOW and Red Pill and MRA and Father's Rights, all this is bad. It's all toxic, horrible things. And it's supposed, they're toxic communities, but men say they uplift them until they realize how toxic they are. He sounds like one of the idiots on X-Red Pill, who just go completely fucking cuck. I'm sorry. Look, guy, I know what your fucking field is. But, you know, you read a couple of forum threads, watch a couple videos. That's not the same as being in the fucking community, okay? Even the woman that spent time in the community to bash us. Remember when I did that video? I talked about that woman that came out and tried to bash us after she spent all that time in the community. And then try to say that we're all, what, white nationalists? Really? I know a lot of non-white people in the manosphere. Are they for some white community? I don't know. Like, that's new to me. I don't know. But I will say that if anything, these communities are going to grow, because what they don't get is basically these guys, they're finding places to hang out and have fun and have a good time. Sure, there's still the debate send, well, I won't say debates, but there's still the conversations about red pill and women and everything else. And I mean, that's going to be just normal. That's normal for the fucking bar, the club, you know. That's normal for men talking to men in general. So even the husbands complain about their wives, you know. That's a thing that's been going on for a long time. And now it's bad that men are talking about women in this way. Well, husbands have talked about wives in that way, and wives have talked about husbands in that way. Why is it such a big deal when men who aren't married, you know, why is it such a big deal when we talk about women? Because we're not married. We have to be married before we can talk. Oh, my wife of mine. No, I don't fucking get that, guys. That sounds like some bullshit to me. But you know, they're trying to say these communities are toxic and all that, but no, they're going to continue to grow. And honestly, like, if they hate MGTOW so much, if they hate MRA, if they hate fathers' rights and all that, you know what? Here's how you do it. You don't get everybody together and call it a MGTOW meetup or anything. You call it a men's retreat, you know, or a men's get-together. You don't even mention anything about going your own way. You say, hey, this is for men that want to get together. And talk about things and, you know, just a brotherhood. Even they'll try to fucking twist that. Oh, it's a brotherhood. It's like the Aryan Brotherhood. No. There's men from all over the world of every different color. Man, that's the most diverse Aryan Brotherhood I've ever seen. It's just fucking stupid. They just want to find some label to put on men they don't like. I think that thing is dead. I've overkilled it. We're just looking at the game here. But, really great game, by the way. I have no idea what the fuck the name is, because the title is in, some kind of weird language. I don't know. It's the logo. It starts with an R, I know that much. But, yeah, you play as this cool Sphinx waifu chick, and it's pretty fun. I like it. It's a Metroidvania, by the way. I just haven't finished it. Also, I kind of got lost. I needed a walkthrough at some point. Okay. So, I think I got everything out. Yeah, we talked about the manosphere continuing to grow. And then, again, the manosphere, that we're almost to the point of graduating that. Because there's really not much else that can be said that hasn't already been said. Like, you look at Better Bachelor, and he's going to tell you the thing that Psychax is going to tell you, that Sandman is going to tell you, that TFM is going to tell you. I'm not sure what TFM's doing right now, but if he's talking about the same things that a lot of the other guys are with women in relationships, then it would be him. It's just a lot of the guys are sharing information that everybody already knows. Like, yeah, we get it, you know, and I understand they have a channel, they want to continue to get content, even I do it, like, I'm constantly talking about woman did this, or man did this. That's why I like doing the true crime sometimes, because you find, like, some crazy shit, where that woman drove her car into the Popeyes, because she didn't get an order of biscuits. Like, that was so obscene, I couldn't believe it was actually true. Like, it's like, no way, that's ridiculous. It just, that sounds like something somebody wrote just for laughs, but no, it's real. But at the end of the day, again, I'm glad that the community is in this place, but I don't think that red pill communities, or crimson capsule communities, as Drexel likes to call them, I don't think they're places where men are being indoctrinated into anything. I think they're being taught the truth of things that are actually going on in the world, and the powers that be don't like them. Remember when I interviewed Ken, and I said, Ken, what do your fellow psychologists in your field, or therapists, you know, because he's a therapist, so he talks with a lot of different people from the mental health field. And he said to me straight up, in the very first question, he said, they think you're all bigots. And that's pretty much what we're getting from all the information that's been released. Oh, you need therapy. But you have to get the men when they're young, because if you get them when they're older, they're going to think that therapy will turn them into a beta male. It will. Because it always teaches you to get in touch with your emotions. And that's the worst fucking thing, because then you become an emotional damn, crybaby type guy. What is this? Code shifter. Okay. Well, I guess I have multiple games on here. Whatever. Oh, I don't remember this game. Oh, yeah. This one's pretty cool. We'll turn on full screen right now. There we go. I do know this one. Code shifter. It's fun. But see, that's what gets me excited. Different, new games. New games are always fun. And Drex was saying, man, there's just not too much media that I get interested in. And I think Nick said the same. I'm like, well, yeah, but I don't feel that way. If there's a movie I want to see, I go see it. And I'm excited for it. If there's a game I want to play, I do get excited for it. I understand that, you know, not everybody has a lot of time, but there's a lot of good stuff that's come out as far as games, and I've been playing a lot of them lately, as you can see. So I hope to bring more of that, and of course I've got my RetroPie. I stayed up late because I actually had to scrape my ROMs. For those of you that don't know what that is, that's basically when you get a bunch of ROMs from Internet Archive. You basically go in there and you have to scrape them so you have pictures. You know, basically so when you bring it up, it doesn't have anything. Because when you bring it up normally on a RetroPie or any other kind of console that has a emulation station interface, it'll just bring up black screens through everything. And you won't get any data on the games. So you scrape them. And it can take a while. It can take several hours. But these scraper people, basically you pay them $10 on their Patreon, and they give you 6 threads, and it takes just a couple of minutes. So basically, I was able to scrub about 2,000 or so ROMs, and it looked really nice. See, what I did is I added a screenshot, the original box, and the original cart, which is really cool for me. Like, I know you guys probably aren't that interested in what a cartridge looked like, but for me, that's super nostalgia. And sometimes there were carts I never got to hold in my hand, so it's pretty cool to see carts that, you know, I never would have gotten to see what they look like, you know, because they were either Japanese, or maybe they were rare, like the Super Mario Land remake that a guy made. They only released 30 copies and developed it in secret. That is an awesome, awesome game, by the way. And he made his own custom, you know, carts. I think they're repro carts, but they're really nice. And it's cool to see that stuff. It's really, really cool to see it. Unfortunately, that's not for everything because, you know, even Scraper can't find some of your hacks, like your Crimson Echoes and stuff like that. Like, they can't, it won't find the box, it won't find the cart, but it'll find the original title screen and all that, you know. But it's cool. It's really cool. And even do that for PlayStation. Like, you'll see the PlayStation screen and then the case and then the CDs. So you can see what was on the CDs when you bought them. That's pretty damn cool. It does it for Game Boy. It does it for arcade sometimes. But of course, with arcade, you had giant machines. So I don't know if there's actually a thing where there's arcade machines that, I don't know. I'd have to scrape and see. It's worth trying because I'm kind of curious myself. But that's fun for me. That's really fun because there's so many games that have come out that I've never played, and so much stuff has been translated, and there's so many hacks out there that are just really, really good. A lot of, you know, Metroid hacks and Mario hacks, and not so much on Mega Man, unfortunately. I don't think there's any real Mega Man hacks. But there is some really good Mario stuff. Like, a guy made his own Super Mario World 2, and it's pretty fucking good. It's got a lot of, you know, new areas, like an ice area and stuff. So if you like that kind of nostalgia, it's good. And some guy's done a lot of work with Yoshi's Island, which Yoshi's Island was always a pain for me. I never finished it. So they made Yoshi's Island Plus 2, and then they did Yoshi's Island 2 Plus, or Plus 2 Plus 2, which adds even more stuff. So there's some really cool stuff. They also did Mario is Missing Done Right, which they changed it up a little bit to make it more like a Mario game. But people have really spent a lot of work on these games. There's a lot of nice Metroid games. You have Hyper Metroid, of course. You have Arcade Metroid. You have Metroid Subversion, which is a true Super Metroid 2 sequel, I think. It's really neat. It takes place on a space colony instead of Zebes. So that's pretty neat. And you have Iris, and I mean, there's just so many little hacks you can get for these things. And even for your old Nintendo, there's a lot of brand new hacks. And you know what's really neat? There's people that are so dedicated to sports in the fact that they love the NBA Jam and the Tecmo Bowl that they have been updating the roster for these games for years. There's a Tecmo Bowl 2020 that runs off the original Tecmo Bowl engine that has fucking people from the 2020s era of football on it. They actually update this shit. There's NBA 2K21, NBA Jam 2K21, where they've replaced all the teams with teams from the modern era. And people love them, and they constantly update them every year because people want to play the NBA Jam with the new characters. And it's really cool that they're doing this. They do it every year. They update them all the time because that's what people really seem to enjoy. There's people out there that are not playing your NBA 2K2 and 2K3 and NFL or Madden, excuse me. 2K2 and 2K3. No, they're playing Tecmo Bowl. They're playing NBA Jam because those games are actually fun. You know? I like that. I like seeing that people are actually just making new things and creating new things for people to enjoy, to continue their love of sports. I'm not a big sports fan myself, but I like to see that these old 30, 40-year-old games are actually getting new, breathing new life through just the love of teams and sports that guys have. And, of course, you also have games that they've made on the old Nintendo. I mean, the gray Nintendo. Some of you guys are so young, you don't even remember this console. But they've made games like Captain America, The Winter Soldier. They've made The Crow. They've made Deadpool. And Deadpool's really well done. It's a Ninja Gaiden hack, but it's fairly good. Lots of different Castlevania adventures. You know, all the Mega Mans that they've made. There's a lot of wonderful Japanese Mega Man games that are truly hard and truly amazing as well. So there's a lot of just really great stuff you can find if you're willing to dig through all those hacks. Of course, you know, ROMhacking.net is a thing, and there's just all kinds of ways to do it. They've even made a Ninja Turtles, I think it's Streets of Rage, but it has the Ninja Turtles from that latest beat-em-up in it. So they've actually used the sprites and bosses and everything and made their own fucking game with those turtles. Somebody made a Super Nintendo version of X-Men Children of the Atom. No, excuse me. Not Children of the Atom. X-Men versus Street Fighter. And it's a Super Nintendo version. Everybody says it's pretty legit. Somebody made their own Tekken 2. It's really crazy that they've done all these things. It's fantastic. But that's the kind of cool stuff you can still check out, you know. And I'm talking about on your old systems, on your old consoles. Like, emulation just, I think, is the way to go when it comes to older games, especially when you'll never see these hacks on Nintendo platforms. You'll never see them officially distributed. You know, and it's bad because some of the stuff's really good. I understand they can't sell it, but it, you know, you have to kind of download these things from the Internet Archive. And they're everywhere. So you'll definitely be able to find them. Also, what Invader said is that they've been taking Game Boy games and making Game Boy Color games out of them, just basically colorizing them, which is absolutely great. I love that idea because it basically breathes new life into, again, some of these games that were just stuck with a green screen. And when I was young and grew up with the Game Boy, you know, I got used to that little green screen. But as I'm older now, I'm like, well, can you colorize it? Can you make it look better? Yeah. And by the way, there's a lot of hacks on the Mega Drive Genesis where they have changed the colors, that they've enhanced the colors so that it looks a lot better. They've done some updates. There's an Ultimate X-Men, which I think actually fixed a lot of the problems of the original X-Men. Just a lot of games that you guys may remember that they have gone through and fixed. And that's great. That's what people should be doing. People should be fixing problems in old games. I'd love it if somebody would go through Wolverine Adamantium Rage and fix a lot of the issues in that game. Because that game had a bunch of issues. It was damn near impossible. Some of the bosses are really hard. Maybe somebody has and I just haven't looked it up. But it would be cool if they did. But yeah, like I said, I just wanted to kind of rant today and do something a little different. I promise that, you know, we'll have some content tomorrow night. Basically, what I'll do is I'll post the, I guess we're supposed to do Den and Igus tomorrow. Supposed to do it today, but I don't want to do it today. Den and Igus today, or excuse me, tomorrow, and we'll do Spawn Volume 7 the next day. So we'll do Spawn Volume 7, and I'm not sure when I'll release that, because I don't want to release everything in one day. But we'll probably do that. I might release it on Friday with the show and City of Broken Dreamers, which we're getting to the end of, by the way. So we'll do that. And then next week, I'm going to bring back, because we're not going to do Transmetropolitan and the Invisibles today, or this week. Just not, if I get some time and I can stuff them in, we'll try one of them, but not right now. So what I'm going to do next week is the Invisibles and Transmetropolitan one day, and then of course we're going to do Evil Arnie and Lady Death again, like we did before, because everybody likes those. They seem to get a lot of hits. I really like doing them, and I hope, you know, I can continue doing those, and hope you guys will continue to check those out. By the way, we've got a Rumble channel. If you want to check us out on Rumble, we're at Grimm's Comics Corner. Also, we have Grimm's Hentai Corner, but there's nothing on it right now, because I'm scared to death they're going to pull it if I do put something on there, because according to what I have read, the number one thing that they're most worried about on the channel seems to be anything that's adult or pornographic in nature, and they also include bikinis. Yes, look it up. Rumble, terms of service. Bikinis. It says it right there. You know what's kind of funny? One of the first videos I ever uploaded to Rumble happened to be a comic with women in swimsuits. Bikinis. I didn't know it was against terms of service, and they never told me anything. I never got any email or anything. Hey, Grim, you can't have that there. It's still up. It hasn't been... I mean, it's got several views. It didn't get, like, a lot. I don't get much hits on Rumble. I'm not a very popular guy over there. Maybe if I get into locals and all that kind of stuff, I'll do that. And Better Bachelor says it's a good community over there, so I might check that out. But I do like those guys, the Rakita crew and all that kind of stuff. And I don't even like to say the Rakita crew because, I mean, it's not like he owns that whole area. You know, he doesn't own the Manosphere. He's one of the more popular guys that's man-adjacent. But I don't think that he's necessarily like what you say, Manosphere. I don't know. Because things can get really Manosphere and Red Pill when Drex gets in, of course, as they should. Also, I gotta say, I like Drex's idea of going out. He says, well, first of all, I'm going outside. I'm gonna start showing guys how to do this and do that and do that. That's great. I'll watch and learn some things. You know, it would be good for all of us to kind of get that kind of hands-on knowledge. I like to see how the fucking the journalists, again, not much sleep. I'm kind of, things are fuzzy here. But anyway, I'd like to see how the journalists take that on. I'd like to see how the journalists react to man helps men be men or something like that. Oh, this is toxic. Man, no. They're going to say, man helps men to be even more toxic. And yeah, something like that. They're just, I don't know. Those people suck. Again, I've gotten into arguments with them, and they're just stupid people in general. They're very, very, I mean, we don't have to talk about them. We know how dumb they are. But yeah, I don't want to keep you guys for too much longer. I need to do some scraping, maybe play a game or two, and then fucking go to bed and get ready for the next day of work. So, alright guys, this will be the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm out of here for Grim's ranting live, you know, that's what it is. Maybe tomorrow I'll have a little bit more, and things won't be all over the place, you know. I won't be trying to collect my thoughts. And I am out. I'll see you next time.